Blog Talk Radio.
GlickmanDigitalMedia.com, where your culture's edge. Due to mature content, viewer discretion is advised. The views or opinions said on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of Glickman Digital Media and our shareholders or sponsors.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone. Oh, this new crazy mother.
We are the nation! Abomination!
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, Glickman Digital Media is proud to present to you the big bad cuddly goth pimp daddy Rob Smirnoff Azal and his co-host, the man with the plan CJ the Kingpin Glickman. This is Live in Loud Nation.
Hello, everybody. For those who are listening, that is our new show intro. I don't know why I played the other one. I thought I got rid of it, but I didn't, apparently. Today is Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018, and it is time once again for the weekly installment, the podcast of all podcasts that's changing the nation, sweeping the nation, baby, if you will. Living Loud Nation, I'm your host, Rob Smirnoff-Puzzle, and for the next 30 minutes, it's going to be jam-packed solo show, me doing solo tonight. Conspicuous by his absence, my co-host and founding partner, CJ Glickman, is probably asleep right now. Knowing him, that's cool. So I'm going to go ahead and take the reins for the night and do tonight's festivities, if you will. Tonight, I want to talk about some stuff going on with me from a personal standpoint. And some things that really irk me as far as, how can I say this? I guess, you know what, let's get the elephant out of the room. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Daniel Fishel. It's no secret that I have had an obsession for this particular celebrity in question for a very long time. We're talking 25 years strong, since 1993, I believe, when Boy Meets World was on the air. Yes, it's one of my all-time favorite shows, and most recently, Girl Meets World, before it got canceled. She is engaged to get married to a white boy rapper slash producer of the show Drop the Mic on TBS, which is basically a bunch of celebrities getting together and doing rap battles. Now, Danielle was on there around July, and then the show premiered in September. And that's the only time I watched the show, was because she was on there. Now, the clip is on. You do a search for Danielle Fishel on YouTube, and that's like the last known thing that she's done. And she did pretty good. Obviously, her fiance is a rapper, so, and I gotta say that some of the stuff that I heard Jensen Karp, that's his name, the stuff that Jensen Karp was spitting, you know, he's good. He's real good. I just thought that maybe the engagement should be the other way around. It should be Rob Uzzle and Daniel Fishel. That's just bottom line. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I might send this to her mom. I don't know yet. So I guess I need to shout out to Jenny. I guess I need to keep it politically correct on here tonight. We are a... Damn, I forgot to change the status. We're supposed to be a rated PG-13 show, but for right now, we're still doing the rated R. And this is just some business, if you will. We are going to be doing a change in our show, a lot of changes, in fact, some of which I can't talk about here on the air, but let's just say that these are going to be positive changes for the show moving forward. And the one thing I can talk about is the show's rating. We're going to go from a rated R to a PG-13. The reason for that is because we want to keep the edge of, you know, some of the things that some people, you know, cry about, because people cry about anything nowadays because we live in such a politically corrupt, correctness world that it's like you can't talk about something or you can't say something about somebody without them getting upset or a group of people getting upset. I'm not going to mention who, but I will say that there is a group of people that will get upset about anything. So we want to keep it PG family related, but we also want the adult side of it. So in a compromise, if you want to call it that, there is the situation of, okay, well, if we go PG, then we can't really promote what we want to really promote, because there'll be times on here where, you know, the F-bomb and the S-bomb will be dropped, and you really need a PG-13 show. Now, a rated R show would be where we're dropping the F-bomb, the S-bomb, the P-bomb, the every bomb that you can think about, you know. So it's one of those things. It really is one of those things. So, I mean, that's the reason why we're going to be going PG-13. Now, to our constituents, our listeners, and potential advertisers and sponsors, we would like to thank each and every one of you. About 2 years strong now, we've been running this Living Loud Nation. It started off as a side project. I want to give you a little history lesson about Living Loud Nation. I would say the end of 2015, I started a podcast called Smirnoff Live, and I was really into it, and I was doing podcast after podcast, and CJ was a part of that particular podcast or radio show, whatever you want to call it, and that morphed into what is now Living Loud Nation. And this is not just a business. This is a way of a lifestyle. CJ and I both are into the MGTOW lifestyle, which stands for men going their own way, basically saying that we don't need a woman in order to live our lives. We don't need a woman in order to be happy. We don't need a woman to pay for our finances. But hey, if there's any sugar mamas out there that want to pay your boy or pay for some stuff for your boy, hey, go right ahead. I have no problem with that. Okay, I'm kidding. Well, not really, but I'm just saying that there's some things out there about MGTOW that you can look up, MGTOW. That, again, is MGTOW. And there's a lot of people that are men especially, that are MGTOW, and they just don't realize it. And in order for them to realize it, you got to have people like myself. Shout out to my boy Sandman, who's a pretty big YouTuber. Got just hit a little over 100,000 subs. I mean, that's my daily dose of red pill. I mean, I'm definitely a red pill person. You can definitely look up MGTOW, and they'll tell you all about it, you know, the purple pill, blue pill, red pill. A blue pill would be something what we call a simp. And it's a good thing that, unlike Facebook and Twitter, where they'll severely cripple you in terms of censorship, where you can't say what you really want to say, this is where we have our extension of the show. And once the show's done and uploaded and been broadcast as it is now, or should I say uploaded and posted, then people can make their own determination as to what they want to hear or if they want to learn more about certain things. You know, the thing about MGTOW, Blue Pill Simp, to go back to that subject, so sometimes I kind of get off track and I get to talking about other stuff. Blue Pill Simp is basically a man that does for a woman. Now, I'm not talking about a man that's married who's in a, or is in a committed relationship. Now, I'm talking about a guy that lets a woman walk all over him, use him for his resources, his money, his time, his effort, his mental capacity. Mind, body, and soul is basically what I'm trying to go at as far as this particular argument. And that's what we call blue pill simps. And then you got white knights. You know, they'll defend, you know, that's another word or another phrase for blue pill simps. And I never got the idea, you know, one time I was a blue pill simp, letting women run over me. I was married once, and my Audrey, my ex-wife, boy, she took me to the cleaners, I'll tell you that much. Not going to talk about credit scores on here. There are some things that are off limits about myself that I won't talk about. Because, number one, our listeners do not want to know about that stuff. And, number two, it wouldn't be entertaining. I mean, I could sit here and bitch and moan and complain about my ex-wife calling her all kinds of bitches and hoes and gold diggers. But that's not what we're trying to do here. And it's definitely not a what's the word I'm looking for. It's not the impression that we're trying to give, especially for new listeners. You know, when I'm done with the show, I post the link. I post the link before the show happens to let you know, hey, we're broadcasting at a certain time. Call in at this number. And then I will post after the show so that for those on the download who want to listen to it on demand, they can definitely do so. And in case you want to check out our particular Facebook page, for more discussions and more information about Living Loud Nation, that's at www.com/Living Loud Nation, which is spelled LivinLoudNation. That is facebook.com/Living Loud Nation without the G in the word living. So come check us out. You like what you hear. Like what you see, I think the banner, which we've had for a while, is really kick-ass. And my boy Byron Saxton from WWE just sent me a text. SmackDown Live was in Nashville, Tennessee tonight. And I noticed Carmella, man, she's so hot. I noticed in the ring, like, I went back to her Instagram, and I noticed she was posting stuff from when she was in the ring tonight. Doing that false Money in the Bank cash-in. They've been really teasing it lately. But anyway, she was wearing the same shoes that I got. Kind of stole my idea. Michael Jordan Retro 11s. That's what they're called. That's my favorite shoe of all time. I actually need to get another pair because I've had mine for like 10 years. But, yeah, man, those Retro 11s, those are the most comfortable and durable shoes I've – the Diamond Turf, I'll tell you that much. The Diamond Turf, the Deion Sanders with the white straps, it came out in, like, 1993, I want to say. They're, like, $140 pair of shoes, the Nike Diamond Turf. You can look it up. Just do Nike Diamond Turf Deion Sanders. Man, I miss those shoes. I'm going to get another pair, you know, because, you know, a collector's item. A retro style, old school, 25 years ago. And, of course, nobody's talking about it, but I'm not sure when the day it was, but I know it was in April 1993, the 25th anniversary of the Branch Davidian compound that burnt down. What's some more tidbit news that I could talk about? Yes, today would have been my aunt's birthday. My Aunt Betty, who actually died in 2001. I'm sorry, she died this year, I'm sorry. Hold on. I think the way that my dad posted it, I don't think it would have been her birthday. I think she died on this date in 2001. That's what it was. Okay, I remember now. And I feel bad because I didn't go to the funeral. Now, I could have took Brehaven leave, but I didn't know anything about that at the time in 2001. I was working at Pizza Hut at the time. Yes, I know. And I was doing that IT work at the same time. So, you know, we can dedicate this show definitely to my aunt's memory because it's something that I think that needs to be done, and we for the Hussle family. And right now, this is not Rob Smirnoff Hussle talking to you. This is Robert Hussle speaking to you. I almost teared up a tear. I almost had a tear when my dad had posted the deal. Today's also my niece's 17th birthday. Her name's Kayla. So I'll send this to her. I sent her a happy birthday. I don't know if she got the same number. The Negroes always change the numbers, man. I swear. Always change the numbers. Let's see now. I'm just kind of trying to go through everything that I can think of, but I don't want to bore you, the audience. This is more of an appreciation and celebration of life, celebration of the show, you know, marking the 2-year anniversary coming up soon, and we'll have a packed show for that one. I promise and I guarantee you that we'll have some guests, some people that know some people, you know, kind of rub elbows and kind of get down to the nitty gritty and get to the point of talking about life. Scott Burton, who's a good friend of mine, he's the first person I could think of that I could bring to mind that could come on the show and we can really, you know, shoot the shit, pardon my language, but shoot the breeze and really talk about some stuff, you know. I don't know if I said this already. If I have, I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record, but I want to thank everybody that has ever listened to a Living Loud Nation broadcast. Whether you were offended by some of the views and the comments that were made by either by myself, some of our past co-hosts, Sean Helms, and, oh, God, I don't even want to get into that Mark the Shark business again. I mean, that guy last week was just, it was ridiculous, all the stuff that happened behind the scenes. Legal threats because of his name and whatever. Mark the Shark is a trademark of Living Loud Nation, not Mark. I can't say his real name because then he'll try to sue us. Because I know he's still listening to the show. But anyway, just some of the past hosts that we had. Eric Brown, Jim Davis. You know, I definitely like to have those guys come back onto a show at some point because we really had a lot of fun. I think we had a good chemistry. I understand that it's not really a good fit for them to come on the show all the time simply because it's a conflict of interest in terms of commitment and other things that they got going. You know, but we got nothing but love and respect for Eric Brown and Jim Davis. You know, I talk to them from time to time. CJ talks to them more so than myself. But there's not any type of drama between myself and those particular guys. It's just a situation, like I said before, they have other things that they have going in their lives and really can't commit to the show, and that's fine. But if we can get them on every now and then, that will definitely be a plus because those guys have a lot of insight, you know, different views and different opinions on different issues. And, you know, we could always come on the show, shoot the breeze, and talk about women. Because that's Eric Brown's favorite thing to talk about, women. Women in general, MGTOW, Eric Brown is just a sex freak. I mean, Rick James ain't got nothing. God bless the dead, but nobody got anything on Eric Brown. That's all I'll say about that. let me just check the messages here. My boy just sent me a message saying internet is down. Let me call him. Y'all hang on just 1 minute. Oops, let me do this. 1 second. All right, I'm back. Apparently he's not answering the phone, probably because his baby's asleep. Let me send him a message real quick. Probably going to have to do some IT work here in a little bit. Let me just see. All right, my BFF sent me a message. Can't really get back to her at this point in time. I know I promised that this was going to be a 30-minute show, but I think I've talked enough and gone over all the issues. Overall, I think this has been a more positive, upbeat show, and being able to talk about certain issues and the future of the show, which is the sky's the limit, as my boy Tyrus Weasel would say. But anyway, I am Rob Smirnoff-Uzzle. This has been Living Loud Nation for April 3rd, 2018. We'll catch you on the next ride-along.
GlickmanDigitalMedia.com, where your culture's edge. Due to mature content, viewer discretion is advised. The views or opinions said on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of Glickman Digital Media.